Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Sue catches up with Simon Duke at the signing of his book, The Perfectionist, in a bookshop in Toulouse, and she also talks to some people who have just bought the book and are ready to get it signed.
Hi, Simon.
Hello, Sue.
So here you are at your book signing. How's it going?
Absolutely spiffing. I'm really enjoying it. This is really my 15 minutes of fame. I've been meeting all sorts of people, people I know, people I don't know, people who haven't read the book, people who will read the book, people who have read the book, and I'm getting all sorts of brilliant feedback and the vibe.
What kind of people who don't know you, what kind of things do they say to you when they buy the book?
Well, I think they are above all attracted by the author himself.
You're looking very smart.
Looking
today.
Cool, sitting in the background there. And no, but I think they also like the book. I mean, the appeal that it has of the book cover.
It's a great cover.
I left a summary of the book in front of it so people can read it at their own leisure, and they do seem keen and seem interested by the general look of it. Yeah.
Good. And what's it like when you actually put pen to paper and you sign? Did you feel like you're important, like it's a celebrity, or
there's a bit of that, but it tends to be a bit repetitive after a while.
Oh really? Oh yeah, you can get used to it very quickly.
Get used to your fame. And then the words are a bit redundant after a while.
Yeah.
Thanks for your support. Welcome to the world of the perfectionist.
Yes.
Great to meet you. Proud to have you as a fan. I really mean it because it really means something to me. People coming up to me and asking me to sign the book, and they have a written trace of what I've done, and maybe they'll cherish it for the years to come, and so those words do actually have meaning for me.
Well, that's really good. So now I'll go around and speak to some of the people in the bookshop.
Brilliant.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
Bye.
Hi.
So I see that you bought Simon Duke's book. Are you a big fan of crime fiction?
My husband is.
Yes.
I do read crime fiction from time to time when I have the time. Yeah, but I'm more to the girly kind of literature.
Okay, so when you say the girly, so what do you like about that? Is it the characters, or like it reflects true life, or
because it's funny?
It's funny.
Laughter. I like. So it's an escapism for me. Yeah. I just want something really silly, something to laugh about, and that's why I choose girly books.
Okay.
Easy reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you might have a bit of a different attitude with Simon Duke's book. I think there's lots of blood in there.
Yes. It'll be the first. So we will see after this whether I like crime fiction or not.
Great. Okay. Well, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Hi. So I see that you just bought Simon Duke's book.
Yeah.
Is it the first book of his that you've read?
I didn't read it yet.
Oh, so it's your first book. I know he's written others. And what kind of books do you like? Are you big into crime fiction?
Well, a bit. I rather read science fiction, but I love some good thrillers. Also.
Good. So you're looking for a story with lots of twists and turns.
Obviously, who doesn't like it?
Yes. Okay. And what about characters? Are you interested in character development, or is it
a lot? Yeah.
Okay.
And especially when the psychology is right.
Okay. And do you have any particular favorite writers that you? Ooh, I put you on the spot here.
I love Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones. Well, in that case, I'm sure you'll...
Song of Ice and Fire.
Oh, right. So Simon's book might be a bit different. But
yeah, but I expect a lot of dead people also.
Lots of dead people. It's going to be a perfect book for you.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay,
so.
Thanks. So I see that you've got Simon Duke's book in your hand.
Yes.
And when you get home tonight, are you going to read it? This is the first thing you're going to do when you get home?
I'm definitely going to read a page or two because I'm so curious as to what the book's about.
Right. And I know it's a crime fiction story. Is that your usual type of book that you like, crime fiction?
Not really. I mean, I do like the suspense books from time to time.
Yes.
But it's not my usual book that I would buy. But because of Simon Duke, I definitely want to give it a go.
Yeah, so this is a book I think with lots of twists and turns, the plot's moving. And
really?
So what kind of book then do you like?
Well, I normally read romantic books.
Oh, okay.
I'm one of those.
Yes. With a tissue, with the ready. Yes.
But the ones where you laugh.
Oh, okay.
The girly books.
Okay. And in these books, is there any kind of like character development in it, or do you go for the comedy aspect of it, or...?
Both. I like the character development where with a person, where it's like a woman who's in need, you know, demoiselle en détresse, as they say in French, where she becomes strong and powerful and independent.
Yeah.
I guess a bit like myself.
Yes, all right. It's just a transformation of a person. And do you have any author in mind that...
I usually read Sophie Kinsella books and Maeve Binchy, Irish lady.
Okay.
And now, so with Simon Duke, I'm going to attack something completely different. Yes,
I think for Simon's book, you better get ready for a bit of blood and gore.
Okay, so no tissues then.
No. Or perhaps you might need a tissue to wipe up the blood. I don't know. Anyway, have fun with that.
Thank you very much, Susan.
Okay, thank you.
See you soon.
Bye. So I see that you bought Simon Duke's book. Is it the first book of Simon's that you've bought?
Yeah. It's the first time. It's a friend of mine. So clearly, the story interests me, and I want to discover this author.
Good. And do you like crime fiction, or are you normally into other things like history or drama or science fiction?
History of crime is a little interesting for me.
Yes, clearly.
Yes. But not when it's too dark. But
will
be.
Well, I from what I know, I think the book it is a little bit dark.
So we'll see.
So be prepared. Do you have any favourite writers in general that you like?
Dan Brown.
Yeah. Okay, Dan
Brown.
Da Vinci
Code.
And as you're a scientific person, do you like to read books, paper books, or do you like to read on a Kindle or an iPad? Do you prefer paper? I prefer paper.
Okay,
so that's
more comfortable for the reading, clearly.
So speaking as a scientific person, it's paper for you?
Yeah, clearly.
Good,
definitely.
Right. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thanks.
So I think you're one of the people in this bookshop that's actually read Simon Duke's latest book. You've read it and you've finished it.
Yes, I read it.
And would you recommend it?
Yes, I recommend it because it's a very good crime fiction.
Yes.
And a very good story.
Yes. Are there lots of surprises in this story?
Yes, a lot of surprises, a lot of characters. And
yes.
The principal characters is very interesting.
Okay. Is it somebody who's a little bit... I don't know, a little bit confused about life? Is he a tortured character or is he a straightforward guy?
Yes, no, he's confused about life.
Okay.
And he's a journalist he's a great person.
So he has to deal with a lot of issues in his life, I'm guessing here, yes?
Yeah, of course.
Good. So you finished Simon's book, but what are you reading at the moment?
At the moment I read a book, a French book, the name is Blackout.
And what's that about, Blackout?
It's about, it's a world, there is no electricity, no gasoil, nothing.
So
just life of human life and it's
so
difficult.
Is this a comedy?
No, it's not a comedy.
It's a dark story.
It's a very dark story, but perhaps it becomes true.
Yes, okay.
It's very afraid.
Good. It's scary.
Yes, scary.
And what's the name of the author?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember.
Sorry, it's French.
And are you reading on paper or on a Kindle?
No,
on
paper.
Yeah, do you prefer paper?
Yeah, I prefer paper. I never read on Kindle or...
Yeah, okay.
It's not, for me, I need to turn the page.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So I see that you've got Simon Duke's book in your hand. Are you a fan of Simon's work?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm always for people who go out there and pursue their dreams and make it happen. And I think that's fantastic to just sit down and write a book and then work yourself to get it sold and distributed, marketed.
Good. And I know that you are a journalist. And so when you read in general, do you read with a kind of critical eye, or is it possible for you to read with enjoyment? How do you approach reading as it's your job, writing?
Well, it's funny. I've always read for pleasure, absolutely, since I first learned how to read. I read like I breathe, you know. It's not work, it's not pleasure, it's just constant. Right now, I'm reading a lot of nonfiction.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I have found that when it's a journalist writing it, I notice, I pick up, oh, well, this is very clear prose.
Okay, so you think the style changes? Yes, yeah.
I would argue that the style is maybe a little bit clearer and less sort of scholarly, with lots of clauses.
More direct as a journalist. Yeah, they have to pass the message pretty quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. There's obviously different styles among journalists.
And do you like crime fiction, or are you more into, you know, sort of drama or biographies or anything, or romance?
Right now, I'm reading a lot of history.
Okay.
I tend to like 20th century history, or else American history from maybe the 18th century around the founding. I also read some more popular science sorts of books.
Mm-hmm.
I read one about extinctions, which was a bit of a downer. But
And so, as a journalist, do you read quickly or do you read slowly?
I personally read very quickly. I have 2 hours of a commute per day, so
you've got bags of time. Yes. Because I know myself, I read really slowly, but it's your job, so you go pretty quickly on that. Yeah,
I read very quickly before I was a journalist, though, as well. Yeah. So it's just how I read.
Good. So how long would you think it will take you to finish Simon's book? How many pages do we have here? 359 pages. So how long will that take you on your commute?
I don't think I'm going to commit myself there.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eslpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.